life unfolds, you are revealing the wisdom of your sovereign plan. There are no shadows in your faithfulness. There are no limits to your love. I'm grateful for the air I breathe. I'm so thankful for this life I live and for the mercies that you pour on me and the blessings. action that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
Continue to worship.
Treasures woven by His love. His careful hand they hold us, safe within His promise, calling and of destiny.
Yeah, heaven.
Yeah, heaven spun creation, His pride and adoration, treasures woven by you weren't by my side. There wasn't a day
redeemed you. You have a song in your heart. You have words in your heart. Sing them out. This is the time to do it.
As we were worshiping, I had a picture of a marathon. You know, marathon is a long, long race, you know, 27 miles or whatever. And, you know, so we were all in that marathon. That's what the Christian life is. It's not a 100-meter sprint. It's a long race. And I felt some of us were running fast. Some are running fast and just going ahead. Others are running slowly. And some had slowed down and some had even stopped. Yeah, and that's a picture of our walk with Jesus, our Christian life. Mm. And I believe God would say to us this morning, He is faithful to the end. With His help, you can complete this grueling race. Amen. Okay? Don't give up hope and stop there and say, I can't do it. You know, don't do that. He is faithful. He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. It's His power that is at work in you. And so this morning, if you're one of those who've said, oh, I'm slowing down, or I've stopped, or I'm weary, or I'm tired, or I've lost my way, turn to Jesus. Yeah, He's cheering us on from the sidelines there. He's saying, you can do it. Amen? It's because His Spirit is in you. And if you're in that position, let's put your hands up to the Lord this morning. Let Him fill you with His Spirit. Let Him energize you. It's His energy, Paul says, you know, that works so powerfully within us. And if you need that touch from Jesus this morning, yeah, He is the great coach. He's the one who can give us strength and energy and endurance. Yeah, turn to Him this morning. Yeah, let's just say, Lord, I need a touch from you this morning. Would you put your hands up to Him? Say, Lord, touch me, Lord. Oh, I'm going to complete that race because you have said I will, Lord. Yes. Amen. It's not dependent on me, but on you, Lord. But I've got to do my bit. Amen. Lord, I come to you this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you are faithful to the end. You will never leave us or forsake us. The good work that you began in us, you will bring to completion, Lord. Lord, it's your Holy Spirit that works so powerfully in us. Lord, as Paul said, I work hard, but it's not me. It's Christ who works in me, His Spirit that works in me. Lord, would you fill us with your Holy Spirit this morning, Lord? Would you revive weary bodies and souls, Lord? Yes. Revive us by your Spirit, Lord. Yes. Oh, Lord, give us a fresh wind, Lord, a fresh wind, a fresh outpouring of your Spirit, Lord. Oh, Lord, help us to see you cheering us on. Ah, come, Lord, come by your Spirit this morning. Come, Lord, fill us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Today in the morning, I just As I woke up, I was getting this verse again and again, and which is in line with what Colin shared. I want to share from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 4. It says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." And verse 4, it says, "Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted." Amen. Amen. And it says, consider him. At this moment, at this point, let us look to Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. What was the joy? It was us. And he's our founder. He's the founder and perfecter of our faith. Okay, and he is faithful to the end. Okay, he will never leave you or never forsake you. Everyone is struggling with something, but he will see you to the end. Amen?
The second part of running that race is that nobody runs a marathon in high heels. Do they? Or carrying a big bag, a suitcase, and two? No. And there can be sin in our life that hinders. He said, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. You know? So maybe this is a time to come to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to put aside these things in my life that they can be good things that can hinder you, and there is sin that can entangle you. Okay? So good things can hinder and prevent us from running that race and distract us. You know, and there can be sin that will entangle us and cause us to trip and fall. So we need to put both aside. So let's just examine our hearts this morning. What is it that's hindering me? Good things that are hindering me from following fast after Jesus. And what are the sins that are there that are entangling me and are keeping me from progressing with God? Let's confess them before the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Lord.
I just want to add to it. It's like, the Holy Spirit works in an amazing way. Yeah. Colin was just pouring out whatever was in my mind. And, I saw this video. Most of you guys must have watched it. There's this race people are running. And there's one guy who actually, something happened to his leg, but still he finished the race. Yes. His father helped him half, right? So... when we work towards the kingdom, God did not say it's going to be easy. We are going to face trials. But our goal, is to finish the race, and God is going to help us. Because he's an ever faithful God. So like Colin said, we may face many things. It could be our own sin, or it could be hurt. Somebody said something and you are hurt and you're upset. It could be the silliest of the silly things that can actually drag you down. Yeah. Okay. But there has to be a time where you just let go of it, and you need God's strength for that. So if you are there at that point, if any one of us, let's ask for God's strength to come out of that. Only God can help us to heal, for that healing of heart. Only God can do, nobody else can do that. So if any one of us is at that place, let's ask for God to heal our hearts, to give us strength to overcome all those small issues or big issues. Let's do that.
God's presence is here. Three people can't have the same thing buzzing in their head, I think it's time to sit. Simply because we don't want to, we don't want to go through routine. Okay, now next song, breaking of bread, offering, da-da-da-da. No, let's make room for the Spirit of God to do something in our hearts today. He's putting his finger because he loves us, Offense is another thing that trips us. Now, we could sit on that track for the rest of our lives saying, he said, she said, this one said that one said. And you know what? Others are finishing their race. You are sitting there. And offense only traps you. You become a victim of your own offense. You think you'll hold the other person back. We've heard this many times. Unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Who dies? You die. Okay? So release it. Let it go. The sin that hinders and everything that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race that has been marked out for us. And let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. What an amazing encouragement. Maybe what we could do is just turn to somebody and say, you're going to finish this race. Can we do that? Say, he will keep me strong till the end. Okay, can you say that? He will keep me strong till the end. He began the work. He's going to finish it. Amen? He began it. You didn't. It started with him. It's going to end with him. He will keep us strong till the end. What an amazing God we have. We can cling to him. Yes. Let's respond. Sorry.
I just want to bring some encouragement. Just from listening to everything that people have been sharing, I feel like some are in a place of a desert, and God is saying that there's going to be a changing in the winds, in the direction of the wind. And my eyes just fell on this Psalm 63. It says a Psalm of David when he was in the desert of Judah. He says, you, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. Now listen to this. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as with the richest of food. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. And especially, I feel like God is saying to somebody, this is your antidote for whatever is happening in your heart, the dry place in your heart. It says, on my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night, because you are my help. I sing in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. Let's just come to God with that, saying, God, on my bed, as I just lay down and relax, I want to think of you through the watches of the night. I will cling to you, for your love is better than life. Shall we stand?
Everywhere you
Thank you for your promise that you are going to be faithful till the end, Lord. No matter what, you are going to be faithful till the end. And that's the promise you have for each one of us here. We just want to thank you for that, Lord.
Christ in me. to will and do, Christ to